Hello.
Hello, David Siebel.
Hello. Hello.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Hi, Michael.
How are you, David?
Hi, Michael.
Good.
Hello. Well, I show 1 o'clock. Do we have a quorum to get started? Do I, Paul, is Paul on yet? Paul is not on. Hello? Hello? No.
Paul,
sorry.
Hello.
Hi, this is Paul. Sorry for being late.
No problem.
This is Mayor Powell in Wellington.
Great.
Roger Friedel just joined.
Okay.
Dave Sackerson.
All right. Paul, I think we have a quorum. So if you want to get us started, we can move forward.
Absolutely. So who do we have as a quorum members then?
Well, do you want me to call roll?
Yes. Would you please?
Yes. Ken Bousfield is actually at our department retreat today, so that's why he's asked me to call a roll in his place today. So, Paul Hansen?
Here.
Betty Naylor? Brett Shinoff?
Here.
Tage Flint? Roger Friedel?
Here.
Alan Matheson?
This is Betty.
Hey, Betty. David Sackerson?
Here.
David Stevens?
Here.
Mark Stevens?
So I count 7, is that correct?
I counted 6, but that's a quorum either way, so I think we're good to go.
All right, very good. Well, thank you all for taking time for this board conference call. I appreciate the time of staff and putting this together and turning my phone off and everything good. We have one item of business, and it's the Wellington SRF application. And so, Betty, I'll turn this time for you for discussion.
Okay. Who is going to be the spokesperson for this one, for
that,
the staff?
That would be myself, Gary Kobzeff.
Gary?
Yes.
All right. Gary, I'll turn the time over to you then to talk to us about Wellington.
Okay. Wellington is requesting $1,063,000 to construct a new 750,000-gallon concrete storage tank. At the financial assistance meeting, their request was brought to the committee that they requested $1,006,000. But Wellington did not include additional costs for the federal SRF loan requirements. So that will increase the construction cost by $57,000. And another question the committee had was whether the volume of the 750,000-gallon tank is sufficient to supply Wellington, and it is for at least 30-plus years of growth projection provided by the Governor's Office of Management and Budget. Wellington City's local MAGI of $39,298 is approximately 94% of the state's $41,923. Wellington City's current water bill is $60.92, or 1.86% of local MAGI, which includes a separate irrigation bill of $16.45. Their water bill is greater than 1.75% of local MAGI, so this allows Wellington to qualify for principal forgiveness and or reduce interest rates. So a loan amount of $1,063,000 at 2.2% for 30 years with $212,000 in principal forgiveness would allow Wellington City to maintain a water bill of $67.74 a month, or 2.07% of local MAGI.
All Okay, and then if you've got your agendas, the Financial Assistance Committee recommended what has just been discussed with you. Okay, any questions from the board?
This is Fredo. I have one little question. And it's talked about the $6.45 per month for irrigation. Is that, so is their water bill $45 roughly plus this?
That is correct.
Or is that on top of the $60?
No. The irrigation bill is included in the $60.92.
It is included.
It is included, yes.
Okay.
So this is Mayor Day. Would the $67 reflect that as well then?
Yes, it does. So the $67.74 includes the separate irrigation bill.
And I have one last question. The letter dated April 14th from Mayor Powell, was that prior to the financial assistance recommendation, or was that before?
I got this after the recommendation by the Financial Assistance Committee.
Okay,
and I believe that irrigation bill was $16.45.
That is correct.
Okay. Any other questions?
This is Mayor David again. That irrigation water bill, is that mandatory or is that optional?
It's mandatory.
Okay.
This is Brad. I was just going to ask.
Okay.
Now, is this enough money to I guess I'm understanding right. They're going to take the old steel tank out and put in a 250,000 gallon tank there, and plus a 750,000 gallon tank in addition to the old one? Is that what they're doing?
Yes.
No, the old steel tank is going to be taken out of service, but there's only going to be one new tank, and that's a 750,000 gallon tank.
Oh, okay.
That's Robert Warley.
This is Robert Warley with Sunrise Engineering. Sorry.
Okay, and I noticed that they do have a contingency fund available of $86,755. However, we need to correct our figures, I believe, on the bottom of that page 4, under cost allocation.
Oh,
we're still saying that the cost sharing is $1,006,000.
Yeah.
Can that be changed to... Okay.
I just totaled it incorrectly. I'll make sure that's corrected.
Okay. Any further discussion?
Yeah, this is David Stevens. I just have a question about how the... the secondary water is factored into the MAGI calculation, and you know, I don't have any objection to doing that, but I'm wondering if that would raise eyebrows someplace where they don't really understand what secondary water means. And because the other projects that in my experience here have not had that secondary water as an explicit part of the total water bill calculation for the MAGI conversation.
Well, a lot of water systems don't have a secondary water system, so they just include their culinary, they use their culinary water, so that inflates their water bill.
Right, but that culinary water goes through the culinary water system where the secondary water doesn't, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's a separate piping system, it's got a separate set of costs, separate funding mechanism. And all that, you know, it's managed through the city, but it's a different infrastructure. And you know, it's maybe nitpicking a little bit, but I'm wondering if, you know, so why did, you know, if you subtract the $16 and change from the 60, then you drop below the limit for giving principal forgiveness and, you know, these adjustments for having too high a water bill. And so it's kind of an unusual case. And maybe it would require, you know, some sort of special explanation or something that would not confuse auditors and so forth when they look at this.
I think you have a good point, David, because of the fact that more and more places are putting in the dual systems for secondary water for irrigation.
Yeah. So you could argue that we're paying for the secondary irrigation system here by virtue of the principal forgiveness and the lower interest rate.
Could I ask a question? Where does the secondary water come from? Is that from the irrigation district, or how does that work?
Can I ask that people identify their names, just for whoever's taking notes?
I'm sorry, this is Mayor Dave.
Thank you, Dave.
Our secondary water comes from Wellington Canal Company. Oh, I'm sorry, it's Joan Powell, the mayor, sorry.
This is Michael Grange. An answer to Dr. Stevens' question. It's actually not uncommon for us to include the piped irrigation cost in the overall calculations when that number is provided by the applicant. For as long as I've been part of the program, we've included that because it is included in other systems that don't have the secondary irrigation piped into their communities. So
I don't have a memory of seeing that amount broken out specifically. Maybe it's been included and it's just not talked about. But, you know, it uses a different infrastructure and it has a different, way of funding it. And it's, so the water is the same, but the infrastructure is what we're paying for, not the water. And I'm just worried that it might raise eyebrows by explicitly breaking it out here in the description.
This is Paul. I think we have seen somewhere it's been separated. It hasn't been maybe brought to light as clear as this is, but I recall there, you know, that it has been taken into consideration in the past.
Yes.
Because whether
I have a bad memory too, so I don't, maybe I just don't remember.
Yeah.
It seems to stand out here for some reason.
This is Robert Worley. That question is actually on the funding application for the Division of Drinking Water on App 5, item number 10. It is specifically asked to provide that information.
Right.
Okay, any additional questions or discussion on the Wellington application?
This is Paul, a question if I may.
Yeah.
In the committee, as was mentioned at the start of the meeting, the cost request has been increased by $57,000 because of the federal component, correct?
This is Gary. That is correct.
Okay. So my question is that the recommendation from the Financial Assistance Committee was essentially the same principal forgiveness. There's some slight adjustment, but the interest rate has dropped. I just want to clarify that the interest rate dropped because of that Buy America federal provision. Is that the basis and justification for it?
Yes, I dropped the interest rate to compensate for the additional $57,000 in federal requirements.
Okay, because I do know that the estimated combined water bill remains the same from what the Financial Assistance Committee saw, the $67.74 per month. Okay, thank you.
Yeah. 20, 30 years.
Okay.
Yeah, 57,000 over 30 years. I'm going to change it by much.
Then, Betty, this is Paul. One final question. So this mayor that was the mayor, we didn't submit the mayor. The mayor submitted a letter. Sorry. This letter that was submitted by the mayor, does it provide any information that would change staff's recommendation based upon current policies and procedures for evaluation of funding?
In past instances, when the board has been aware that what they're discussing is phase one of a multi-phase project. They always have taken it under advisement and at their discretion have modified staff and financial assistance committee recommendations based on that information. There's no policy or anything in place that would prevent the board considering Wellington's request as drafted in this letter.
This is Paul again. My question was more, is there anything that would compel us to lower it? And I'm hearing the answer, not really.
No.
It would be at the discretion. Okay,
yes.
Thank you.
As I read that letter, this is Betty. As I read that letter, I kind of read it in the context that we're probably going to see Wellington's request again, you know, as the complete project moves along, was my take on it. So, okay, any further? From staff, from the board, I'll accept a motion.
This is Friedel. Roger. I would propose that we go with the Financial Assistance Committee's recommendation of authorizing $1,063,000 construction loan with the $212,000 in principal forgiveness to Wellington City at 2.20% interest for 30 years.
Hearing the motion, do I have a second?
This is Brett. I'll second that.
Okay. All in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion passes. Paul, I'll turn the time back to you.
Very good. Thank you. The only other item is just a reminder of our next board meeting, which is scheduled for May 13th at 1 p.m. in the afternoon. Just a question, Michael, do we need any training? Are we still okay on what we've got? Does staff need any time for anything?
Not that I'm aware of, Paul.
Okay. All right, we'll just hold for that meeting then. All right, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn. Thank you.
This is Mayor Powell. I just wanted to express our appreciation to you good folks for having this special meeting in our behalf. Appreciate what Mike and Gary have done and all the meetings that we've had trying to iron this out. I just wanted you good folks to know that.
Well, good, and we appreciate staff likewise. So, Michael, to you and your staff, thank you as well.
Thank you.
All right, entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
I have multiple motions. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye, we're adjourned. Thank you.
See you in a couple of weeks.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.